Hello from Iztapaluca, this is Jim Cottrell, and this is the podcast at Finding Direction. I just wanted to stop by to give you a little bit of an update on the prayer request that I gave you over the last day or two. And first of all, let me tell you about Alejandra. Alejandra is the girl we were praying for. And she had a baby. It was about, I don't have all the details in front of me here, but it was about 5 pounds, and it's a baby girl. And the baby is, as far as I know, in observation right now. There's some problems with the lungs. I don't think it's a situation of life and death, but you can continue to pray for the baby and the mom, who, as far as I know, are still in the hospital. So I am waiting to hear details about that, but that is the latest. As for Nathaniel, Nathaniel went to the doctor again this afternoon. Well, actually, the doctor wasn't there, but he got his second shot, and he continued taking his medication today. He hasn't had a fever since going to the doctor yesterday, and he slept through the night last night, so we are very thankful for that, trust me, after several nights of being up with him. And so, yeah, no fever, but he still was pretty much in bed most of the day today. So he will be not in school tomorrow. He missed all this week, which is pretty unusual, but he does seem to be on the mend. It's just going to take some time. He hasn't had a lot to eat, and he just needs some time to get back into the swing of things, I think, but hopefully he'll have another full night of sleep tonight. Hannah is doing a lot better. Whatever she had seems to have come and went fairly quickly. Unfortunately, Sherry is not doing better. She has been in bed most of the time and really not feeling well at all. And so we'll have to see how she is doing tomorrow. She may need to go to the doctor too. But hopefully it's just a passing flu bug. But we want to keep an eye on these things and make sure that we deal with them, so we would certainly appreciate your prayers for Sherry, as she really is not feeling well, and it's extra hard, of course, with so much on her mind, and with at least one kid sick too, and sometimes more members of the family. So please do continue to pray for Sherry, pray for Nathaniel, and also for Alejandra and the baby girl. We appreciate your prayers for that. Seems to me there was something else I was going to say, but I guess we'll leave it at that for now. I'm getting ready for bed myself pretty soon here, so thanks again for your prayers. We appreciate everyone who prayed, and I'm sure that Alejandra's family appreciates any prayer they can get as well. So thank you very much, and thanks for stopping by. Hopefully I can come back with some better news a little later. Thanks a lot. Bye.